You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your homes, into your cars, and however you listen to the radio broadcast. We thank God for your tuning in to WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. God has made it possible for us to come into your home, come into your cars. God has made it possible for us to come into our Way of Cypress audience on today. We are so glad that you're tuning into the radio broadcast one more time this week. Amen. The end of the week here, Friday. It's about time for your miracle. We want you to share and tag with somebody. Those of you that are on Cypress audience, we want you to go ahead and invite somebody to come in. Come in with us. Amen. Invite somebody to come in with us on the radio broadcast. Tell them, call them. Amen. And let them know that Apostle Curtis now is on the air. Come on. Tell somebody. Wake them up. Tell them. Call them right quick. Call them on your phone and let them know that Apostle Curtis Watkins is now on the air. Amen. Hallelujah. Let your neighbor, as in the words of a great friend of mine, Pastor Shirley Tyson, tell a neighbor, tell a friend. Amen. It's about time for your miracle. Praise our God. We want to thank God for you again this morning, tuning in to the radio broadcast. We want to give honor to the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Who is first in our lives. We thank him for the opportunity. Amen. To come into your homes one more time. Into your cars one more time. We don't take it lightly. We don't take you for granted from being on the other side of the dial. We thank God for you taking time out to be here with us. Come on, let's go to a word of prayer and we'll come back. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you now, God, that you have woke us up this early this morning, closed in our right mind with the activity of our limbs and the blood running warm in our veins. Father, we thank you that, God, as we some prepared to go to work this morning, you brought them there safely, oh God. And while they're at their workplace, we thank you for keeping them safely. God, give them a good day throughout the day. Lord, some have to take care of business today. We thank you for favor right now for them right now in the name of Jesus. Some going to doctor's appointments. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will give them the good news that they're expecting to hear, Father. We thank you right now, Father God. We just give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. Someone's on vacation. Thank you for protection, Lord. God, some just got the day off today, God. Just give them a good day in you, Father. God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord. Look on the church family. Look on everyone on the other side of the dial right now, God. A Cypress audience right now. In the name of Jesus, the sick and the shut-in, God, the bereavement ones that's going through bereavement hour, whether it be with the husband, wife, children, aunties, anyway, however they're going through this, God, fathers, God, we thank you, God, sisters and brothers, God, we give you praise and cover them in your blood right now as they go through the time of grieving of the loss of their loved one, Father. And those that have already gone through it, God, we give you glory. Keep them covered in your blood in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Again, this is Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. It's about time for your miracle coming from the live here at the radio station, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We want you to know that we welcome you to come join us in our services. Amen. Join us in our services there on Sunday morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Join us on Tuesday night Bible study. Amen. Hallelujah. Join us there 7 o'clock Tuesday night Bible study. Oh, join us on prayer on Tuesday. Amen. And Fridays. Amen. We have prayer, noonday prayer at the church there. Come and join us. And Friday night, which is tonight, Friday night, our deliverance service. Praise our God. Come on, come and be with us. We want to see you in some of those services. Amen. Praise God. Listen, listen. Good news, breaking news. Some of you probably already seen it, or perhaps you have not seen it yet. Get ready. Starting this week, Monday night. Oh, my God. It's going to be something. Oh, praise God. What are you talking about, Apostle? It's getting ready to be a revival. A revival in Melbourne. It's getting ready to be a 2 weeks revival. God has laid on my heart and Apostle Hayward heart. We are coming together, her and I. We will be running a 2 weeks revival. 1 week in Melbourne at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue. Then the following week, which is the 12th, it will be coming to Titusville. Titusville, Florida. Glory to God. We'll be right there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Come on, some of you see the flyer. It's going to be something. Apostle Elizabeth Haywood and Apostle Curtis Watkins, we are coming together to run this revival. It's going to be something again, starting the 5th, going all the way through for 2 weeks, 1 week in Melbourne. The next week is going to be in Titusville. Praise our God at the locations. Again, those of you that see the flyer, see it, share it, tag, let somebody know. It's going to be a great revival when the apostles come together. Praise God. We're going to turn the city upside down according to the word of God. Looking for seeing you. And it will start at 7 o'clock nightly. We are going to be looking for you, you and you and you. Come be with us. Amen. 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 And on that note, we want to send out our prayers and condolences to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to send out our prayers and condolences from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. We want to send out our condolences to the Harvey family, which is Brother Minister Frank Harvey, in the passing of his wife. Amen. Sister Angie Williams Harvey. Amen. Praise our God. She, her daughter transitioned a couple of weeks ago before she did, and she transitioned on last Saturday. We want to send out our condolences to the Williams family, Brenda Williams and her brothers and the rest of her siblings. We want to send out our condolences to this family. Praise God that God will see them through. Praise God. Rufus, we want to send out our condolences to you all. Also, we want to send out our condolences again to the Glenn family in the passing of, you'll probably know him by Motor City. Amen. We want to send out our condolences. His name is Bruce, but they call the nickname is Motor City. We want to send out our condolences to that family. Amen. Pray that God will see them through, the Glenn family. Amen. Hallelujah. And his brothers and his father. We pray for this family today that God would give them strength. The homegoing service. Also, we want to send out our condolences to the Hester family. Amen. Hallelujah. Jeremy Hester in the passing of his mother, and little Jeremy in the passing of his grandmother, and Miss Robin Hester in the passing of her. The homegoing service for Sister Angie will be on Saturday the 10th. Amen. At the 10th. It will be at 11 o'clock, I believe, but it's going to be held in Tallahassee. So that's the service for Prophet's Auntie, Harvey Williams, will be held in Tallahassee. The funeral for Mrs. Robin Hester will be on the 17th, will be in Orlando. So some of you probably seen the fly already. It will be in Orlando. For the Mrs. Robin Hester. So let's pray for these families that God will see them through. It's incomplete right now. I don't have any information on for Bruce Glenn. I don't have any information for him right now. But we're going to be praying for this family and praying for them. Amen. That God will see them through. See them through. All right. Praise our God. Anybody that I don't know that you may know, we're praying for them also. We want to take time out to pray for the bereaved family because we know that, you know, going through this difficult time, if you ever been there, you need somebody to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to encourage your hearts to let you know that we're in the midst again. We're in the midst of you know, just going through different things in life. But God is with us. God is with us. He will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He said in his word, come on, he sent his word and he healed them. He sent his word and he delivered them and set them free. So God is in the midst of what we're in. So what we have to do is we have to be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is God. Come on, be still and know that he is God. Come on. You can't run to the left, can't run to the right. We can't figure it out. We can't just think it out. We just got to be still and know that he is God. Come on, somebody. Somebody need to type in, I need to be still. I don't need to worry. I don't need to fret. I don't need to try to ponder and try to figure things out. I just need to do what? Be still and know that he is God, and he is going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. But what we have to do is what? Believe God in the midst of being still. In the midst of being still, we got to believe God. We got to know who God is. We got to know what he's saying in this hour concerning situations in our lives. Come on, we got to hold fast. Hold fast to his word. We got to hold fast to his promises. We got to hold fast to him. Why? Because his word is his bond. His bond is his word towards us. And all we got to do is what? Be still and know that he is God. Look at that. Tell somebody, you need to be still. You need to be still. You don't need to run. You don't need to fret. You don't need to give in. You don't need to give out. All you got to do is hold out. Because guess what? He that will come shall come. And he's going to do a sin of all we think or acts. But we must do what? Hold on. We must hold on and we must hold out. Be still and know that he is God. See, the enemy, his job is to come to do according to the word of God. Good morning to all of you that's coming in on Cypress Audience. His job is to do what? Three things: steal, kill, and destroy. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. But our job as believers, we must take God at his word, because his word is powerful. His word is sharp and any two-edged sword. So we need to do what? Be still and know that he is God. In the midst of the situation, in the midst of what we're in the midst of what we're going through, it's no time to faint. It's no time to cry. It's no time to have a pity party. It's no time for to have someone around you with a pity party. You got to do what? Be still. Be still and know that he is God. And this, because guess what? The battle, the situation that you're facing or you're in is not yours. It's God. It belongs to God. And he's going to what? See us through. I need to what? Be still. When I'm being still, I'm being prayerful. When I'm being still, I'm being with an open ear. Come on, to hear what he's saying to me, what the word is saying to me. I'm not just being still and being still and not doing nothing. I'm waiting on to hear from God. I'm being still. I'm being prayerful. I'm meditating on his word. I'm being still. I'm not leaning to my own understanding. I'm trusting God. Come on, it's be still. You in the midst of that what you're in right now. The enemy is trying to tell you that you're not coming out. The enemy is trying to tell you that things are piling up on you. The enemy is trying to tell you that, okay, oh, serving God. It looked like you've been serving God, and this is what you get. Okay, wait a minute. Hold up. Don't allow the enemy to talk to you like that. Don't allow him to address you and talk to you like that. Be still. You tell the enemy, I'm going to be still. And my trust, my hope, my faith is in God. Come on. My faith is in God. I believe God. He's going to what? See me through. I'm coming out. Come on. You got to speak words of life. You got to speak words of life. The enemy wants you to speak gloom. The enemy wants you to look with your, walk with your head hung down. But you got to what? Be still and know that he is God. Come on. Hallelujah. You're in the You're in the midst of this. You say, well, Apostle, you're not in this, what I'm in. It's hard. I can't see my way. I don't understand. Every time I turn around, it's something going on. I'm getting this news. I'm getting that news. Okay, guess what? I may not be in exactly what you're in, but I've got to do the same thing you need to do. Be still and know that I'm God. Because he that will come shall come. He will deliver. He has delivered. And he will heal. And he will set free. Come on. He will give you what to say. He will give you what to do. Praise God. I'm reminded of when Jehoshaphat, come on, when they came up against Jehoshaphat, praise our God. Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord. He began to be still. And he set himself to seek the Lord concerning what to do. And when he began to be still and to know, God bless you, Minister Felicia, when he began to be still and to know, God gave him what to do. He says, shall I pursue? Yes, pursue. He had to go up. So what we got to do is what? Be still. Be still. And do what? Acknowledge God. Be still. And do what? Waiting to hear from God. Be still. Come on. Hallelujah. Be still. Come on. And while we've been still, we've been prayerful. While we've been still, we are concerning God, hallelujah, about every situation, every circumstances that will come up against us. Because the Bible says, in everything do what? Give thanks. Come on. According to the word of God, in everything give thanks. Come on. While I'm being still, I'm giving thanks according to the word of God. Psalms, hallelujah, Psalms 118 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For he is good. No, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Yes, for he is good. Be thankful. Come on. Be thankful. I'm being still. I'm being thankful. Come on. Lord, you brought me through it. Lord, you brought me through it. You're bringing me through this. I'm giving you glory. I'm giving you praise. Be still. Come on. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. Because his mercy endureth forever. His mercy, while we being still, you have the mercies of God. While you being still, you have God working on your behalf. Be still. Somebody need to hear this. I keep saying this because somebody need to be still. You're about to make a wrong move. When I say make a wrong move, you're about to doubt God. You're about to allow the enemy to overcome and overtake you. Come on, of the situation that you're in. So you got to be still. You got to know that he is who he say he is, no matter what's going on around you. No matter what people have said, no matter what has hit the atmosphere. See, things that have hit the atmosphere to try to stop you, to try to block you. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. But we got to be still. We got to go back to what we know. We got to go back to believing God. We got to go back to trusting God. We got to go back to what we know. Come on. What do I know? He's a healer. What do I know? He's a deliverer. What do I know? He's a mind regulator. What do I know? He's a heart fixer. What do I know? He will bring me out. What do I know? As I delight myself in him, he will give me the desires of my heart according to the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord while you being still. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Come on. Don't allow the enemy to make you worry. Don't allow the enemy to make you fear. Don't allow the enemy, come on, it'll make your heart, because he said in his word, let not your heart be troubled. Be still. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God, I feel like it. Be still and know it. And know what? Know what? That he's God. Know that he's, oh, my God, this is going to bless somebody. This is going to bless somebody out here. He's not a lion. He's not a roaring lion. Satan is just a roaring lion, but he is the Lion of Judah. Be still. Be still. Be still and know. Be still and know that he is God in the midst of what you're in. Be still and let God do what? Be magnified. Let God be what? Glorified. And let the devil be horrified. Be still. Come on and give thanks unto God. Give glory unto God. Hallelujah. The situation don't have you. Come on. You have the situation under control. Be still and know that your God, your Lord, your Savior is at work. Be still and know. Come on here, somebody, that he's still on the throne. Be still and know that he's still Jehovah Jireh. He's still Jehovah Shabbat. He's still Jehovah Shalom. He's still Jehovah Nisi. Be still and know that he is. Hallelujah. He is who he is. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. Somebody need to tell somebody, come on here. Come on. Hallelujah. Be still. I know he's God in the midst of my circumstance, in the midst of my situation. I know he's God, and I know he's going to deliver me. I know he's going to heal. I know he's going to set free in the midst of what I'm in. Come on. In the midst of what you're in, God is still who he say he is. He's going to bring you out. So this is why we must do. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord while I'm being still. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Come on. Unto the Lord, for he is good. Come on, huh? Be thankful. Hallelujah. Be thankful. Be grateful. I'm thankful in the midst of what I'm in, because God is still going to be glorified. Hallelujah. And his mercy endureth forever. Come on here. Let Israel now say, come on here. Let Israel now say that this his mercy endureth forever. Come on. Let the house of Aaron, hallelujah, now say. Let the house of Aaron now say, be still, that his mercy endureth forever. Come on here. Let them now say, you and me, let them now say, fear the Lord, hallelujah, that his mercy endureth forever. Be still. Be still. This is what we got to do. We got to say it. We got to say it. Ain't nobody else going to say it. Come on. And verse 5 said, I called upon the Lord. Come on. In my distress. And the Lord answered. Come on here. While I was being still, the Lord answered me. And he, oh my God, somebody just finna bless you. And he set me, come on, in the, oh my God, in a place, in a, oh my God, he set me in a place while I was being still. He set me in a place of peace. He set me in a place of joy. He set me in a place. You read it. Come on here. Hallelujah. And the 8th verse says, the Lord is upon my side. Come on. And I will not fear. Come on here. What can man do unto me while I'm being still? I'm trusting God. I'm leaning on God. I'm dependent on God while I'm being still. Come on here. The Lord shall, hallelujah, the Lord shall hide me. The Lord shall preserve me while I'm being still. The Lord shall bring me through this while I'm being still, while I'm trusting in him. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Oh, he's a good God. Come on. While I'm trusting in him, he's bringing me through this. While I'm being still, I'm counting it all joy. While I'm being still, I'm giving God the glory. I'm giving God the praise. Come on. Hallelujah. For he's good. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good and his mercy endureth forever. The enemy cannot, when you're being still and you trust in God, the enemy cannot come across the blood. He can come up to the blood, but he can't come across the blood. So we got to give God thanks, and we got to give him glory. Be still and know that he is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What could the enemy do when you're being still? What could the enemy do when you're trusted in God? He has no power. He is already defeated. Come on. Hallelujah. He's trying to make you look like you're defeated. The thing is, we got to know our word, and we got to know who's in us, who's in us, and who's in up in control. You're not in control. The word of God through you is in control. Come on. Hallelujah. That's why you have to lean not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall do what? Direct your path. Be still today. Be still today. Come on. Be still today. I'm stressing this. Be still. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry. Don't fret. Come on here. Don't give in. Don't give out. Don't give up. Trust God with everything in you. Be still, my brother. You driving out there trucks. Come on, and the enemy trying to tell you that you ain't going to make it, whether you're female or male, because females are driving trucks now too. Be still. Come on, you come around that deep curve. Come on, in your spirit, be still, be settled. Come on, you ain't got to be out there driving trucks. You could be sitting in your living room right now, and the enemy is trying to go rampant, trying to bring things up. Be still and know that he's God. God is going to see you through. God is going to bring you out. Just give thanks according to Psalms 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I'm going to be still. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to endure. I'm going to hold out to the end. I'm going to endure. I'm going to keep the faith to the end. He's going to see me through while I'm being still. While I am being still. Help me, God. Help me to be still. Help me to hold my peace. Help me to seek you while I'm being still, Father. Help me not to look to the left nor to the right, but help me to keep my eyes looking up to the hill from which comes my help while I'm being still. Somebody ain't gonna like it. Be still and know that he's God. Be still and know that he have already brought you out. Be still, come on, and know, and know, and know what? That he's good, that he's God. My time is coming gone already, but we gotta be still in the midst of the circumstances and the situation that we're in. We got to be still. You got to be still. You can't run. You can't fret. Only God will bring you out. Only God will bring you through. But you got to be still. You got to be still. Listen, I can't just leave like this. Just in case you just tuned into the radio broadcast and you say, Apostle, I don't know how to be still. I don't know anything about it. I just tuned into the radio broadcast and I need salvation. All you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead according to the word of God. He said, thou shalt be saved. If you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's all the simple thing you get to do. Need to do 1 minute. Be still and know that he's God. I pray that this word has blessed you today. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you. It's about time for your miracle. Be still and know that he's God. Thank all of you for tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Be still this week and know that he's God. Go to services and let your spirit be still and receive what the man of God or the woman of God is bringing across the pulpit for you. Be still and know that he's God. Until Monday morning. Same station, same time. Come on, it's about time for your miracle. God bless you is my prayer. Have a good weekend. God bless.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.